Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, the new year is almost here, and I think it's going to be good. I just have to believe that. But as we were talking about, having the New Year's celebration that we always do in New York City could be a very, unfortunately, could be a target for some of these protesters that want to literally create havoc. And so, of course, our thoughts and prayers for the security of the people in Times Square this New Year's is probably just much more fervent than perhaps it has been in a very, very long time, just because of these circumstances. We want everybody to have a very safe and happy New Year. Well, welcome everybody to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we are racing through the Friday/weekend edition. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, our home station, everybody on AM 930, everyone along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them very much. Good morning and Happy New Year to everybody up at GCN this morning. And Happy New Year to you, too, as we continue through this Friday/weekend edition. And speaking of Happy New Year, time to say that once again to our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Denise, I do want to get your take on the security issues, the obvious security issues for Times Square on a quote-unquote regular year. But this particular year, because we've already seen disruptions in Times Square and in New York City, this is a big, big deal. Do you think that they have the capacity to anticipate this and to react to anything that might happen?
Well, I did. And what's concerning is earlier this year, because of the migrants and because New York is suffering a huge debt problem because of the illegals, they have been cutting the police force and all kinds of other civil services. But one thing that they cut, I think, was the terrorism task force.
Really? Wow.
Do we remember that? I think that did happen. Mm-hmm. And if they did that, that would cause them not to have enough resources to cultivate what is being put out on social media, and for them to use their tools when it comes to seeing what is planned out there. So this could be a big problem.
So in other words, they wouldn't have like advanced intelligence, or they wouldn't be able to sort of ferret out what could be in the offing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. That's very and concerning. Yeah.
It's terribly concerning. So I just wonder, you know, what they're necessarily planning here to fill that gap, if you understand what I'm saying. On the 12th of December, Mayor Adams says that he's got a $7 billion gap in money. $7 billion. So they could be in trouble. Quite personally, if I lived in New York, one of the last places I would go would be to the normal New Year's Eve thing in Times Square. Well, there isn't a chance I'd do that.
Well, what do you think about, I mean, obviously, does National Guard, will they factor into this in some way? I mean, you know, who else?
Not unless he calls them out.
Yeah. And they'd have to do that ahead of time. And here we are. It's like Friday morning.
About right now.
Well, see, that is, again, that somebody does want to hit the red button, right? Because they don't want to feel like they're overreacting or, you know, this kind of thing. Risk averse.
I said it wrong. In September, they cut their counterterrorism unit by 75%.
Well, okay. But again, nobody wants to hit that red button and say, we've got this problem, let's mobilize, because they'll be criticized for that, you know, and it's like a catch 22.
And they did it not really by, you know, telling anybody personally, they just sent out an email.
Right. Well, but again, you know, we talk about New York, we talk about the sanctuary city, we talk about Mayor Adams and his, you know, his new executive orders about busing and, you know, the given 32 hours notice and only between 8 and 12 and only in a particular place. And we kind of rail against that and give him the business on that. But this is really, really serious stuff. I mean, this is terribly serious.
Yeah. And if you listen very carefully, the Israelis, the IDF, is actually fighting inside West Bank Palestinian militant groups. Palestinian, not Hamas. So all these people that are supporting the Palestinians, including, you know, and those even supporting Hamas, they're certainly getting it a lot wrong here in a big way. And I think they're going to be, including the Biden administration, where they have been sending money to UNRWA, which most of it's been stolen. So I would argue that, you know, whatever happens on New Year's Eve, and whatever's happened between now and already happened in New Year's Eve, they're almost like accomplices, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise Simon, hold right there, because we're going to head out to the break here really, really quick, and we'll hear a couple of messages. And when we come back, of course, we'll have more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm going to ask Denise when we come back about the spy balloon and the internet connection that they had. So sometimes we got to laugh, folks. We absolutely do. Kyle Warren with you. Friday/Weekend Edition continues on. We've got a lot more to talk about. Stay right there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And we continue through the Friday / weekend edition, everybody. Some of you may be hearing this on a repeat during the weekend. And some of you may be hearing it at different times during the weekend as well, throughout some of these different places. So we're glad that you're there, by the way. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you have a question for Denise Simon. We're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. So if you have a question or something you'd like to opine about with Denise, I will open up those phone lines right there at the bottom of the hour segment. And I'll tell you what, folks, also, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message if you'd like to ask Denise a question in that manner. So once again, folks, so welcome back. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello, and again, and Happy New Year to you again, Denise.
Happy New Year. Hello.
Well, I sort of teased this before we went into the break, and that is, I mentioned it a little bit earlier on the program, but the spy balloon, according to some of these reports, and right now they're just reports, but evidently it somehow used an American internet service provider to send burst transmissions back to Beijing, evidently. Have you heard anything about this or what?
I have. Several media outlets, including NBC, have reported it. And when they send what they say is burst, those are actually packets. So they collect the data and they send it in like a packet, and then they collect the next data, and then they send that in a packet. Now, they will not reveal who the internet service provider was, mm-hmm. Because they say that would be exposing some sources and methods. Well, exactly whose sources and methods? But it also tells us that this administration lied to us. so many times on this spy balloon that they knew, because these were two officials that were part of the investigation team that have said that they use the U.S. Internet, a U.S. Internet provider. So we don't know who it is. But I suspect soon they'll some of these media outlets like NBC or Daily Mail to have reported on it, that they will be doing some FOIA requests and some subpoenas through courts and whatnot to see what they can find out, because there's obviously more to the story. Now, remember, it was Biden himself said it was a trivial event, nothing to worry about, nothing happened, nobody did this and nobody did that, so blah, 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 blah. So they just lied.
Well, sure.
And the fact that this spy balloon could, in fact, have the technology on it in order to do this ought to be terrifying into itself. So, this is really quite worrisome. It'll be fascinating to see the Senate Intelligence Committee demand a briefing and see what they are told. So, ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to be a long story.
Well, indeed. And of course, if I recall correctly, you know, they've kind of gone from, no, it wasn't communicating with anything, to now, according to these sources, well, it was for navigation, but, you know, that's all going to start falling apart, too. That, you know, somehow it was sending other stuff.
Yeah. Why are you sending stuff back to, you know, the mothership in Beijing if it's just navigation and if it's just a weather balloon?
Right, exactly. So, you know, this was, you know, Kirby was asked the other day, what's the greatest foreign policy achievement of Biden? But this spy balloon thing ranks right up there with the greatest foreign policy, you know.
Failure.
Yeah, exactly. Because they just let it go across the whole country. You know, they could have shot it down somewhere in Montana, for goodness sakes. And I don't think the Montanans would have minded that at all. They, you know, we should have just told them, go shoot that thing down, and they would.
Also,
yeah.
It was reported also earlier in the week that they were going to completely hide the whole event to begin with, and then they couldn't do that because they had been tracking it, remember, before it even got to Alaska. And they were going to hide it until some citizen journalists actually captured this thing. So that just shows how naive this administration is. But, you know, General Milley has his fingerprints all over this scandal. And he's gone. Mm-hmm. Then you got the National Security Council, whoever that is. Jake Sullivan, and then you've got the CIA, who, you know, is inert as far as I'm concerned. So, I think that the only one that has done the work is the FBI, but, you know, the FBI, you know, that's where all the equipment that they recovered went to. And I think somebody at the FBI leaked this, because I think they got bigger problems within the ranks of the FBI. So I think that came as a leak.
Very interesting indeed. Well, yeah, this whole spy balloon thing, I mean, you know, this is just another way of Beijing sort of walking all over us and doing whatever they want to do, and the Biden administration, you know, trying to minimize the whole thing. It just leaves a bad taste in our mouths. Well, you know, you mentioned something, too, yesterday.
It should,
absolutely. And you mentioned something yesterday, too, about Iran enriching uranium. It looks like, yeah, France, Germany, the UK, and the US are all condemning its increase in uranium enrichment. But at a time like this, you know, where does that leave us? Because if they're able to do this, you know, that means that the war in Israel could, you know, the very, very bad things could happen eventually. And it looks like, you know, there's nothing to stop them from having this kind of capability.
Well, there's plenty that we could do to stop them. But does anybody have the will?
Yeah.
Exactly. Does anybody have the will to do it? I've mentioned Stuxnet Part 2 many times. But maybe we all ought to go down to St. Croix and kind of do a little protest in front of the vacation home for the Bidens and see if we can get something out of them.
Right, yeah. I saw that they landed and so forth. And, yeah, you know, exactly. But, you know, but again, this notion that, you know, if you go and take out the Houthis, that's going to expand the war. You know, if you go and do something about Iran and its nuclear program, that will expand the war. But that's for the U.S. But what about Israel? What will Israel, I mean, will Israel do something drastic if they really feel that Iran's getting so close that
they could do it by themselves. And I think with the rift between the United States and Israel over how Israel is prosecuting this Hamas and in Gaza, Israel could just turn around and say, you know what, step aside, we got this. It's just right. And that will be very interesting. Now, there's also a big, huge rift going on. I don't know if everybody's seen it on social media, between Netanyahu and Erdogan of Turkey. Because Erdogan has compared Netanyahu to Hitler.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes. And so Netanyahu came back and said, well, you know, you're killing peace-loving people and people that are actually allies of the West, and that's the Kurds. Mm-hmm. So how's that working? So... yeah, it's about as nasty as it can possibly be. And yet we have got Mayorkas and Tony Blinken in Mexico meeting with Obrador and his crowd wanting to talk about the possibility of amnesty for illegals.
You know, it gets weirder and weirder, and this is one of the reasons we need to have better leadership, or leadership that actually does lead.
And it's so bad that nothing came out of this, that they didn't even put out a statement saying that we had great talks and we've made some advancements and we've taken, you know, one or two steps. None of that happened. And in fact, they said that Obrador was sending another envoy to the United States to continue the discussions next month. Well, in the meantime, we've got the largest caravan ever on its way to our southern border.
That's right. They say it could be as much as 15,000, and could be more than that, I'm sure. But yes. But this is what they believe. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise Simon, stay right there, because we're going to come right back, everybody, with more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And of course, we'll open the phone lines for questions and comments for Denise when we come right back. And so, yes, this is a great Friday/weekend edition, I think. So stay right there, because we have so much more to do, so much more to talk about, so much more everything right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Local reports indicate the attacks are forcing Palestinians who had previously evacuated from other areas to move again. An agreement has been made to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve by acquiring 3 million barrels of oil. But Texas energy industry analyst Jay Young says it's merely a small contribution.
I think it'll be anytime soon that we're going to fill the strategic reserves, which we can cross our fingers and do all we can just to hope that we don't need that oil in the future.
The Biden administration utilized the reserves last year to manage oil prices in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And 8 people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California. Happened Thursday as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we are continuing through the Friday / weekend edition. Folks, thanks for listening this morning, by the way. And thanks for the messages. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for so much, of course, as we're heading into the end of the year right now. And next year's going to look bright, and I think especially for the show and for all of you out there, we just have you to thank for that. And we hope that you have a really happy new year, and hope that you have a great, great plans for this New Year's Eve, even if those plans are to just kind of have a quiet evening. That's also completely acceptable to celebrate and ring in the new year. How about you, Denise Simon, founderscode.com? Are you expecting a quiet New Year's Eve? I'm going to try to do that. Yeah,
I am. I got several books I've got to finish reading, and I just as soon sit at home and drink a couple of spritzers and finish reading these books I got in process.
Well, very cool. I mean, that sounds actually pretty great. Well, I tell you what, we do open the phone lines up here at the bottom of the hour, and we have Backgammon Bob. He's got a question for you this morning, Denise. So let's bring on Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, 2 topics. One is Trump, and how are his court cases going as far as NYC and Atlanta? And I think Atlanta is probably the more serious one, as he faces some theoretical jail time or something like that. And the second question is on Iran. And we've got to kill them in the spring before they bite us in the fall. Iran will have, if they don't do anything, they'll have nuclear missile subs. They'll have ICBM fields and maybe even hypersonic weapons in the long run if we don't do something about them now. All right, what do you think?
All right, very good question. What do you think, Denise?
I have not kept up with all of the cases just yet because I think it kind of goes according to when they end up on the calendars and so forth. But I do know that the other case where this woman claimed that he raped her in, what, a dressing room, part of that case is actually still alive. And I think a judge came down yesterday and denied a Trump motion of some sort. So he's actually got, I don't know, probably five or six cases against him, not including those that are, you know, the ballot issues. So, yeah, it's...
What do you think about, you know, as we go through now into the new year with the primaries going and this kind of stuff, and Trump gets convicted of something, whatever that something is, how does that affect his status as the potential nominee or
there's
what?
No way for me to predict that. I think this... People are fickle and people are turncoats and so forth. So there's no way for me to predict that. He can get convicted, but chances of serving jail time for whatever I think are slim. I think that they would necessarily just impose some big, massive fines on him. But being convicted to... goes on to his resume, and that one isn't, that's not a good thing.
No, and then also, of course, you've got Trump being able to then say, well, look what they did to me. This, you know, this in some way, shape, or form gives them fuel almost no matter what, but there can be some voters out there that would be a tipping point for them.
Well, especially the independents are the one that I think are the least tolerant when it comes to those kinds of things. So it could fracture any kind of a conservative vote in a big way.
Indeed. All right, yes. Let's go head over to line two. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Hi.
This must be your last show before the...
It is, you know, yeah. We're going to be back live next Monday, or next Wednesday, I should say. So yeah, that's right. Yes, right. We're having a great time.
You know, I don't want to, you know, go too far off the track here, but I would be remiss if I let 2023 expire without mentioning our friend Adam Schiff. But before I get to him...
Who's friend?
I want to talk about the Secretary of State in Maine, Bellows. You know, This is basic psychology 101. I guess some people will do anything for attention. You know, I guess she's getting her 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
She makes an independent decision. Denise, you said it. You know, judge, jury, and executioner, all in one, you know, sentence. But it is what it is. So, anyway.
Right.
Let me move on to my buddy, Adam Schiff. Okay. This piggybacks Andrew Weissman.
Weissman.
Right.
He is low-hanging fruit for the most inept U.S. attorney in the country. This is a layup shot. Weissman's, you know, paperwork attached to the investigation is admissible evidence in court. Just let me, you know, add this one little important detail. Okay. And this relates to Adam Schiff. They knew, Weissman knew, Russia collusion was built upon pretend intelligence.
Yes.
They rate intelligence, you know, they quantify it. Okay. They got to source it. They say, okay, the source of this intelligence is 50% reliable. The content of this intelligence has a 35% reliability. They didn't even hit those thresholds.
Right.
They couldn't even say it was defective. It was pretend intelligence, and they built upon that.
Right. Yeah,
Adam Schiff,
Mm-hmm. Let me get to my point, and I'll shut up.
No worries.
Adam Schiff was chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't think it goes any higher than him. If anybody knew that this was pretend intelligence, he knew.
Sure.
Okay?
Did.
He ran with it. He expanded upon it. He marketed this to the American public. In my opinion, and I would have to defer to Professor Dershowitz, Professor Turley, Mark Levin, Greg Jared, they're constitutional scholarship, okay? In my opinion, Adam Schiff, okay, is eligible for a criminal prosecution. And let me say this. I know as a as an elected official of Congress, he has immunity to lie, distort, deceive. He can run with it any way he wants. He could say whatever he wants.
And did.
Okay?
Right. He did. You're exactly right,
Denise. Immunity. No penalty.
Yes.
Yep.
However, there is a big however here.
Okay.
Okay? Once you cross that threshold, okay, where you make an effort, okay, execute an effort to overthrow the United States government, you lose that protection, okay? That you're vulnerable. You are eligible for criminal prosecution, okay?
Yeah,
insurrection. We're talking about overthrowing the United States government. You know, you can't say he embezzled money like Weissman.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let's give Denise a chance to respond because we're going to start running out of time here. But we appreciate the call very much.
Thanks, Neil. And I'm
all right. Thank you.
I'm with him.
Take care.
The one thing that I want so badly is for all of the documents, all of the evidence. Remember all the cell phones that were destroyed by the FBI. Remember all that one that were part of the Mueller team.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I want everything declassified. Everything. The entire Mueller. We own it. We're the taxpayer. The taxpayer paid for this. So every piece, and I can just, you know, what was it, 4 years? I can just about imagine the volume of evidence. And I want it all declassified. And I think that we are shooting ourselves in the foot for not demanding that.
Well, I agree.
And that includes, you know, those that were the FBI that were assigned to the Mueller team. That includes, you know, Lisa Page and, you know, that whole crowd. Yeah. Well, before we close, I also want to say here that Russia launched 110 missiles overnight in Ukraine. 110. This was the worst assault yet so far. And they hit, by the way, a maternity ward. They hit several schools, hospitals, several of those, commercial facilities, and residential buildings. Now, we know that the Israelis have, their alerts on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so do the Ukrainians. And I'm looking at five of them right now.
Wow. Wow.
6:47 a.m. going back to 12:15 a.m. And this is in Kyiv, by the way.
Well, Denise Simon, BoundersCode.com, you have a happy new year. We're going to talk to you again next week. Take care.
Okay. Happy new year. Thank you.
All right. Happy new year. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Racing through this Friday / weekend edition, everybody, at a breakneck pace. And we've covered a lot of territory this morning, that is for sure. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this final segment for the Friday / weekend edition this morning. And again, quick program note, we're going to be out of the studio until Wednesday morning live. We're going to have some encore performances between now and then. But we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Patrick Hyland. He is, of course, the insurance quarterback. He's also the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer, and that's from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. We're going to be talking with Patrick here in just a moment. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you to everybody for a great year, and I appreciate what Rick Collin from Tampa said in the last segment. He said it's been a great year for us, and I really do appreciate everybody's well wishes. I appreciate everybody's support, and I appreciate everybody's participation, and just means absolutely the world to me, and I am excited beyond all measure to get into this new year, and I think we're going to have some exciting things happening for the program, and I hope that you have a very safe and happy new year indeed. So once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me, and let's go on over to the telephone line here. We've got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning to everybody. Let's have a safe and happy new year. Everybody out there, enjoy yourselves this weekend, but be safe and sound, and that's the main thing. And appreciate the year also, Kyle. You know, you got to be thankful for your blessings. Everybody, always compares to other people, and that's how you can take some joy away from yourself. Be thankful and blessed for what you have, because chances are you got a lot more than you think, and you're a lot more blessed.
I think you're right. Yes, you're right.
And that's so important. I tell you, the Browns are blessed this year. They're going to the playoffs. They clinched a playoff berth last night with their 37-20 victory over the New York Jets. So they're looking good, and they've done it with four different starting quarterbacks, Kyle. And Joe Flacco is looking fantastic. He's looking like the Joe Flacco from the Baltimore Raven days when they went and won the Super Bowl. So it's going to be interesting. In the AFC, you have several teams that really could make the Super Bowl. You have the Dolphins, Kansas City. They played to their capabilities. Buffalo, when they played to their capabilities. Cleveland's looking great. It's going to be those four teams are really going to, do something. I think this year to really surprise some people. And then in the NFC, you have San Fran, Philly, Tampa Bay's coming on strong. Got to give the Bucks credit. If they win this Sunday, they clinch against New Orleans. So it's going to be a big New Year's Eve game here in Tampa Bay to see what happens with the Bucks and the Saints. So I'm looking forward to that, and so are a lot of other people. And then we have the college bowl games going on, Kyle, so that's pretty cool. And New Year's Day, I have the Michigan Wolverines going up against the Alabama Crimson Tide, and the Washington Huskies going against Texas Longhorns. So we'll have some great college football. You'll have on Saturday, we're going to see what Florida State and Georgia brings to the table down in Miami in the Orange Bowl. So a lot of fun games coming up and exciting for the football fans, to say the least. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Cal, some things out in your neck of the woods out west there, the Broncos are going to sit Russell Wilson during these last couple games. And I get why, because if he gets hurt, then you're liable for the contract. I don't know why he'd be upset with that. I mean, it's a business decision, and it's for his protection, too. So, anyway, I mean, if there's nothing to play for, I don't know why you want to go out there and get hurt at this stage of the season in your career. Doesn't make sense to me, Cal. What do you think?
No, you're exactly right about that. I mean, you have to utilize some practical, common sense, essentially. You're right. Why risk it, because you're so close to the end of the season anyway. There, I think we, I don't know if we're losing Patrick.
I got
there.
You, Kyle.
There you are. Okay, there you are. Right. Yeah. I agree. I think that, you don't want to take an unwarranted risk on something like that.
No, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it just, Coach Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they won the Super Bowl, he said it perfect. If you're going to risk it, you better have a shot to get a biscuit. So, it kind of a little saying, but it's true. Just like in golf, if you're going to take a chance, you better be careful, because you better have a good shot of making birdie or eagle if you're going to take a risk of getting a bogey or a double bogey. And it's just like anything in life. You got to be smart, concise on what you do and why you do it. Everybody's tolerance is different on everything in life. It's very important that we look at that. But I think a lot of people do the right things for the right reasons, and that's what life's all about. So anyway, you know, there's some talk now after the Michigan game against Alabama, they win that one, and then whoever they play between Washington and Texas, if they win that one, it looks like Mr. Harbaugh might be going to the Chicago Bears, and his quarterback with the Wolverines, J.J. McCarthy, you know, he'll try to pair him up and take him with him. Sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if Harbaugh will go to Michigan or not. But, from Michigan to Chicago with Harbaugh. So, they're talking about that occurring, to say the least. So, you have any plans for the new year, Mr. Warren?
Well, we're going to, I think it's going to be kind of a quiet evening, I think, who knows, but yeah, and I think, a lot of people that I've talked to, throughout the day and last couple of days, everybody's just kind of looking forward to 2023 being over. That's the universal thing that I'm hearing. And it's like they want it to be over and they want to just sort of get into the new year. Because there's just been ups and downs like you wouldn't believe all over the place this year.
Well, that's very true, Kyle. And it's funny, and I've seen that in my line of work, helping people out, a lot of ups and downs. And that's why I try to just make it more of a steady stream for people. If people want to do the roller coaster ride, that's fine. I just, there's other alternatives. It's just like speeding on the highway, Kyle. You can speed all you want, but why not take the slow and steady pace? And I bet you by my speeding going crazy, I might beat you by a couple minutes. Was it worth all that? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. You just want to get to the finish line, in a safe and sound way without a lot of stress and aggravation. And that's what I do for my clients all the time. And I'd love to be able to help anybody out there listening. We'll start off the new year right, get together, have a cup of coffee, talk sports. And I agree with you. Let's put 2023 in the rearview window, and let's get 2024 up and running strong. So if I can be of assistance to anybody, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, I'll help you out with all your insurance and financial needs. Make sure that you're on the right track for yourself, and make sure you do the right things for you. And that's what I pride myself in. I'll advise you, I'll help you, I'll show you your options. You make the final choice. I'm here to consult, not to sell. So, again, give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052, or go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. If you go there, you can schedule an appointment with me. We can do it via the phone, meet at the office, or I'll meet you somewhere. So, Kyle, thank you. Happy New Year, sir. I look forward to talking to you next week. And, be safe. Take care. And everybody out there, God bless. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Patrick. You have a happy new year yourself. Take care. And we're going to talk to you again real soon. All right. Patrick Highland, everybody. And folks, we're at the end of the program this morning. I can't believe it. It's absolutely just flown by. It's absolutely just, just 4 hours ago we were starting this thing, and here we are. So, yes, have a very safe and happy new year. We're going to see you next week. And so whatever it is that you're going after this year, this new year, I wish you every success and every happiness. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there. Now go make it a great day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.